The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
This week, Jeff Bezos stepped down as CEO of Amazon, the company he founded more than 25 years ago. He says he wants to focus on other interests such as climate change, The Washington Post and Blue Origin. He says he's not retiring, and in fact, as he says himself, he still tap dances into the office every day, just like the rest of us, Jeff. Well, getting divorced, as he is, quitting his job and going to play with some fast engines sounds maybe a bit more like a midlife crisis than an early retirement. And I'm joined now by Mark Paul from the Irish Times. Mark, what's the story with Jeff Bezos, and is it an early retirement or a midlife crisis or both?
Well, I think at the age of 57, Richard, he's probably getting a little bit old for a midlife crisis. Midlife crises are more for people in my age bracket. And I guess if you're the second richest man on earth, I don't think anything is really a crisis at all.
57's the new 41.
Exactly, exactly. I think what Jeff Bezos is showing is that at a certain stage in their careers, even top flyers and the most successful people in business and in life, perhaps they may lose a certain amount of passion for what they're doing, or they may seek their passion elsewhere. Look, Jeff Bezos has had an absolutely fantastic pandemic. His wealth has gone up by about $60 billion. The value of his company has gone up to $1.7 trillion. And what he said in his letter to staff was that it takes a lot of energy to run Amazon and it takes a lot of passion, and he needs that passion for other things. Now, Jeff Bezos' main passion all throughout his life has actually been space travel. You mentioned in your introduction there, Blue Origin. When Jeff Bezos was at school, when he was at leaving school, he was asked what did he want to do, and he said he wanted to build space colonies, and that was his passion, and it's always been his passion all throughout life.
How unusual is it? I mean, obviously Jeff Bezos, one of the richest men in the world and so forth, but let's say for successful business people to cut out early to pursue something that they've always wanted to do, or that they're really interested in.
I think this happens quite a lot. There are a lot of parallels between Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. When Bill Gates was at Microsoft, when he was the chief executive. Now, Bill Gates was a little bit younger. He was 44, I think, when he quit as chief executive. So maybe he was more in midlife crisis territory. But a little bit like Jeff Bezos, he didn't step back completely. He became the chief software architect. But what he wanted to focus on, what his passion was charity and philanthropy. Whereas with Bezos, it's with space. And he stepped away then a few years later completely for the company. But there are a lot of parallels between them, the wealthiest men in the world and the best businessmen of their generation, and they wanted to sort of deploy their passions elsewhere. Now, look, there are other examples of business people around that, but there are smaller examples in a more local context. One Irish business person who always stood out for me as somebody who left at the top of his game in order to pursue a passion was Paddy Campbell. Paddy Campbell is the owner, or his family is the owner of Bewley's. At one stage, they owned the Campbell Bewley Group. Now, about 20 years ago, that was the preeminent contract catering company in the entire country. They had 6,000 or 7,000 employees, and they had a turnover of €200 million. But in his late, Paddy Campbell will be in his late 70s now, but in the late 1990s, he realised what he really wanted to do, instead of running the biggest contract catering company in Ireland, was to pursue his passion of art. And he moved to Florence to train as a Renaissance-style painter. And after a year or two, in 2000, in his mid-50s, he discovered that his real passion lay in sculpture. Now, this isn't just some idle hobby for Paddy Campbell. Paddy Campbell, over the last 20 years, by basing himself out of Florence, has become one of the best sculptors in that region. I mean, the last I read of Paddy Campbell, late last year, he was having a sculpture of the Madonna and Child installed in the Museo dei Innocenti in Florence. I mean,
so it's a real pursuit and a search for excellence in it as well, no doubt. Other Irish people, other business people in Ireland who've gone on to do something they're really interested in?
I suppose in the middle of their careers, not just at the end of their careers. I mean, if you think, for example, of John Moran, who used to be the Secretary General of the Department of Finance. Before that, he was a high-flying investment banker. But in between, he took a year or two out to go to the south of France to run a juice bar. If you look at somebody like Simon Pratt, who of the Pratt family that ran Avoca Handweavers before they sold it. I remember when they were selling the business and I asked Simon what was he going to do afterwards. He said he just wanted to work in a farm amongst goats and chickens and grow his own food. And I think that's what he did. But another business person, not Irish, but another business person, or a person at the top end of business who stood out for me in this, is Lucy Kellaway. Now, Lucy Kellaway. Financial Times columnist. Not a chief executive herself, but somebody upon whose word all chief executives hung. And a few years ago, now she had a divorce as well. So maybe she spoke about how divorce was a midlife sort of career booster for her. But she had a passion for tea. teaching. And you know, she had probably the best job in British business journalism. But she gave it up to found a charity, again at the age of 57, the same age as Jeff Bezos, called Now Teach, which brings chief executives at the end of their career in to become teachers. And she trained as a trainee maths teacher herself and now teaches business and economics in a very, very tough school in Hackney in East London. And she's written about how this has enriched her life and how it's sort of reignited her passion for what she's doing. So it just goes to show that people in business and at the top of their game, sometimes they step away maybe because they're burnt out, or maybe because they've achieved all they can achieve, or maybe because they've discovered that their passions lie elsewhere. And I think it's a very, very admirable thing for people to do.
And perhaps, I suppose, in Bezos's case, there's an element of legacy too. He's done what he's done with Amazon, and he's thinking about his own legacy and the other things he wants to achieve. Mark Paul from the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.